But there is a simple example how technology, we can utilize it to understand our deen better. You know, in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim, the day when we will seal the mouths on Qiyamah. May Allah make it easy for us on that day. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then your organs will speak, our hands will testify, our feet will testify, these body organs will talk. You know, we find it difficult to understand. Look at the example of the garment. You put the garment on and it talks to us. Did we even fathom 5 years ago that you'll sit in your car and you'll get a voice telling you turn right, turn left? That voice is irritating, by the way. You know, we never ever thought of that. But these are simple examples which will make it so much easier for us to understand the fact that this is how we can utilize technology. For parents especially, it is so important for us to be aware of technology. If we want to bring our children up in the correct way, we have to be aware of it. That is why children laugh and they say, you know, nowadays so many people have become like blondes. You know, the blonde teacher, she walks into the soccer field and she goes to this one child and she says, Shame, why are you all alone here? You know, why don't you go play with the rest of them? See, they're all kicking. Say, come on, man, I'm the goalkeeper. I got to be here. You know, we become so... We need to be aware. In order to deal with our youth and with our children, we need to be aware of what is going on. The television. Today, parents do not realize what is the extent of devastation on the television. The cell phone. You know, the cell phone today, how many years ago, 5, 10 years ago, nobody had cell phones. But we lived a normal, simple life. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying shun technology. But today we give the cell phone to the 8, 9-year-old, and we ourselves don't know what are they capable of doing on it. We do not understand, we cannot fathom that internet has become accessible through a cell phone. Video calling has become accessible through a cell phone. Internet, everything is accessible through a cell phone. You can watch your whole movie on the cell phone. Now, things like this, we need to understand and realize that these are things that as time improves, as time progresses, these are the things, the challenges that are going to come to us. Now, someone said there was a couple who were very, very happy and they know that they met at a particular place and they met against a fence. So years later, they decided, you know, let's go back and revive memories. So they went to the fence and then they came back and they both were like so revived. So the one youngster says, you mean this revived you people to such an extent? They say, years ago, that wasn't an electric fence. Now, as parents, let us realize that video calling, let us learn about it. Let us realize how it is taking away the haya and the modesty of this ummah. You know, what a feeling for a person to know that pictures of a Muslim woman, of a young, innocent Muslim girl, are accessible on a cell phone. Sometimes through naivety, sometimes through her own negligence, sometimes through her own temptation. But let us ask ourselves that what extent are we going to? The next important thing on a cell phone is the aspect of mix it. Now, you know, we say that I'm chatting to my cousin, I'm chatting to my friend. We want to cut costs by all means. But sincerely, ask ourselves, how many people utilize mix it because of that reason? And how many people utilize mix it and go through the context and see that who are invited on there and who are not? The amount of lies that goes on it. Just about a week ago, there was an email that went around of a 12-year-old girl from Rosebank who went missing after getting into contact with someone on Mixit. How many incidents will have to happen before we will open our eyes to see what is Mixit doing to us? The amount of lies that go on, the amount every person all of a sudden lies about their age, lies about their looks, lies about the area they come from. At times, we tend to forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipresent. Have we forgotten? In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, one night he was walking in the streets of Medina to Munawwara and he came across a door and he was with Salim and he heard a discussion, he overheard a discussion in that home, and this the one female is saying to the other that go up and go to that milk and throw some water in the milk, and this other female says that I cannot do that. Did you not hear what Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said today? He said we should not mix milk with water because there is deception. So the first voice says, but Umar is not here. فَإِنَّكِ لَا يَرَاكِ عُمَرْ وَلَا مُنَادِي عُمَرْ. Not Umar and not his advisor can see you now. So do it. She says, if Umar cannot see me, then what about Rabbu Umar? What about the Lord of Umar radiallahu anhu? Umar radiallahu anhu, the next day found out who this was. It was a mother and daughter. Look at the extent of the realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at every time. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this woman came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to discuss an issue with her husband. In age, they were discussing the issue. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was sitting next to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهَا جِدَارٌ سَتَّادٌ رَقِيقٌ. She says, it was a thin curtain between me and this woman. لَا أَسْمَعُ بَعْدَ كَلَامِهَا. I couldn't even hear some of her words because she was whispering to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, before she even finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah most definitely, without doubt, has heard every word of this woman. Now, whenever we do it, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to us. We tend to become insulting because we don't know the person. You know, the extent of these insults leads to so much of devastation. Recently there was this breakup because whoever was on the one side of the mix, he told the girl, he says, I'm sick of women now, I'd rather buy a gun. So she says, why must you buy a gun? He says, because at least with the gun I can keep two, functions the whole month, and most of all I can put a silencer on the gun. Now, we become so offensive, especially to women. Let us realize that it doesn't mean that that person on the other side doesn't know me. I can say or do what I want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definitely knows exactly what we are doing. We need to realize that even if it's on Mixit or SMS, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at every given time. Now, what happens so often is that in the later portion of the night, sometimes even at the time of Jummah, the Mixit is just flowing. Now, at that latter portion of the night, such things are said. Have we forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us? يَسْمَعُ صَوْتَ دَبِيِّ النَّمْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear the voice of the ant in the darkest of the night, on the blackest of the rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what we are doing. Let us not fall into that trap. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا ظَهَرَ الرِّبَى وَالزِّنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ بِهَلَاكِهَا. When zina and interest usually becomes the order of the day in a society, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a decision of destruction for such a community. Now, if there is not zina, al-aynani tazniyan, the eyes commit zina, the hands commit zina, by going into this, are we not putting ourselves into that compromising situation of zina? And, I don't know whether I should say, like I said, we don't expect to come across as, always women are wrong. They say sometimes women are also ahead of us. This man met up in an accident, and the both cars were right off. So as they got off, the woman looks at the man and she says, it was her fault. So she looks at him and she says, our cars are doomed. Sign from God, but we two are alive. So he says, yeah. She says, and now, it's just the two of us. I think it's a sign from God that we ought to be together. So now he says, oh yeah, this is interesting. So she says, and my car got smashed, but my bottle of wine is perfect. God wants us to celebrate. So he says, yeah, I caught a fish. So she takes the wine, she opens it and she says, go for it. And he downs half the bottle and he gives it to her. She takes it, closes the bottle and she gives it back. He said, but we're celebrating. She said, I'll drink after the cops come. Now, let us not be fooled that people on the other side don't know what's going on. If we are trying to put any person into that situation, we may be caught into the same thing. The next important thing, and it is such a sad point, is the fact that we become so unsociable through technology. Look at Mixit. We're sitting at a family function and the fingers are moving. You're talking to a person and he's busy typing. It's so irritating. It's a sense of, I'm not getting attention. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would greet a person. He would not take his hand away until that person would leave it. When you speak to someone, you give them your full attention. They say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look at a person who he spoke to. He would not, be busy with something else and talk to a person. Never. This aspect of especially the Mixit has done this to us. It's made us so unsociable. And then one of the other challenges is of Facebook. The challenges are increasing by the day. Facebook, you get, even though they may say that it's just your group of friends who can view your photos, have we stooped so low that we have to advertise ourselves? We have to put our photos on there for a person to befriend us? So tomorrow, if na'udhu billah, a person loses his features, he's going to sit with no friends? Let us realize that aspects like this are there not for us to take hold onto it, but rather these aspects of technology we need to stay very, very far from. And with regard to the aspect of modesty, this has taken away the modesty of this ummah. Fatima radiallahu anha was asked that what is the most beloved thing to you? And she said, the most beloved thing for me to ever achieve in my life is that no na-mahram man sees my face and I don't see the face of any na-mahram man. That is the height of modesty. What has this done? Aisha radiallahu anha, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried in the Rawdat al-Mubarak, she used to enter there, take out her hijab and she used to sit there. After her father Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was buried in the same room, she would come in, she would sit there. When Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was buried in the same room, Aisha radiallahu anha would enter the room but would not remove her hijab. And they asked her, oh, Aisha, why? She says, Haya am min Umar wal Umar tahta turab. I have modesty of Umar and he's 6 foot down in the grave. The height of modesty. Modesty for in front of the grave of an mahram man. Where has the modesty of this ummah gone today? Let us ask ourselves. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a black woman. A sahabi said, "Ala adullukum ala imra'atin min ahli al-jannah?" Shall I not point out a guaranteed entrance into Jannah? He says, "Tilka al-mar'atu as-sawda." That black woman, atat an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, "Ya Rasulullah, inni usra'. I suffer from epilepsy. O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I give you two options. I can make dua and Allah will give you complete shifa. Alternatively, you make sabr and I guarantee you entrance into Jannah." Look at the choice. She says, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I'll take Jannah. I'll make sabr and take Jannah. But oh Nabi of Allah, لكن ادعو الله ألا أتكشف." But oh Nabi of Allah, there is one thing. Make dua to Allah that when I fall into epilepsy, my body must not become exposed to anybody. In that dire situation, she's still worried about that. Let us make that our lives where modesty will become part of our lives. This aspect of technology like Mixit, Facebook, has broken the homes of Muslims. Women, fathers, mothers with 3 and 4 children have sacrificed those years of love for those children, have sacrificed marriages which were taken in the name of Allah. Just because of meeting someone on Facebook or meeting someone on Mixit, for our youth and for our elders, let us realize what this is doing to us. Let us not be fooled. Let us not be fooled. Like they say, as you grow older, you ought to become wiser. This man went into the shopping center and this old woman was tailing him all over the show. So he turns around and he says, "Old lady, can I help you?" And she says, "You know, you remind me so much of my son, but my son passed away." So he says, I sympathize with you, my condolences. So she says, "Please do me one thing, will you call me mother?" So he says, "Well, nothing wrong in it, I'll call you mother." And he says, "You know, when I leave the store, I always wave at my son, so will you do the same?" He says, "I'll do it." So she goes to the till, she walks out, this man comes to the till, and as he comes to the till, she turns around from the exit, she's taking all her goods, and she says, "Son," and he says, "Okay, mom." So she goes out, and he just took about 3 or 4 items, and now his bill comes to $500. So he looks at, "Hey, $500, look at how much I took, 3 or 4 items. Sorry, your mom said you'll be paying for her bill as well." So as age comes, we ought to become more intelligent rather than what is happening where we are falling to all of these things. And I finish with one simple thing, and that is the fact that if we think that materialism and technology will take us far in life, then let us not be fooled. We know just about 2 months ago, and this is an example that, you know, it's so apt in our situation that we think that when I have a lot of wealth, we think that when I have technology, then I've got it. I've got everything. The highest upcoming model of Europe at the moment, she was at the age of 21. This particular Russian girl was earning in excess of $8 million a month for her advertising, and despite all of that, she had everything of the world. But she committed suicide. And in her letter, you know, they write, it's so disgusting. They take their own lives and then they still write a letter for sympathy. So she writes this letter and she says, "The only reason I took my life was because now at this age I realize that publicity and wealth and all of this advancement gave me nothing but a miserable life. If only I could go back to a life of a simple, modest life." Now, you know, to us, we think $8 million a month, yeah, even for 1 month, I'll do it. But that is those who were there have gone down that road. Let us not be fooled by that. And the last thing that I finish off with is a simple thing that, you know, in using the computers, let us make sure that wherever our computers are in the home, it must not be placed in privacy. Let the computer be placed strategically where anyone can walk past. It's such an easy way to combat the fitna of the computer and of the internet. Keep it in a place where anybody from the family can walk past at any given time. And we know that after searching on the internet, you know, many times people want to delete the history. And it's so simple on the computer, you know, internet options, and you say clear. And when you clear that history, it's gone. Nobody knows about it. In this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is the delete button as well. If we have been involved in technology negatively, if we've disobeyed Allah, there is a delete button in Islam. And that delete button is the button of tawbah. All we need to do is to tap on tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will wipe away your sins and you will not even be reminded of that. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, he came out into the open and he was making dua for rain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh Musa, there's one person in your gathering who is such a sinner. In his presence, I will never send the rain." Musa alayhi salam made the announcement and he said, "Oh people, there is such a sinner that Allah will not send the rain until you leave." Musa alayhi salam made this announcement. The person in his heart turned to Allah and he said, "Oh Allah, if I walk out of this gathering, I'm going to be so embarrassed. I make sincere tawbah, and oh Allah, I turn to you sincerely. You forgive me and I will not go back to my wrong again." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rains. Musa alayhi salam turned to Allah and he said, "Oh Allah, not a single person left this gathering. Not a single person left. And you said you would not send the rains until the sinner leaves this gathering. Oh Allah, who is this person? At least tell me who he is." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh Musa, he made tawbah." Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, but who is he?" Allah says, "When he did wrong, I did not expose him. Why would I expose my servant?"